Bonjour Léon, ça va?
Très bien, oui.
You don't speak French.
No, not a great deal. No, that's right. I don't speak much.
We heard that once or twice on the episode. Was that the reason you got fired?
I think it'd be unfair to say that was the reason, as I still sold in France, but I mean, it was definitely a contributing factor, yeah.
Was Lord Sugar right to fire you?
Well, it was my third time in the boardroom, and it was Tom and Melody's first time, I think, first and second. So I'd definitely been in the boardroom more times than any other candidate. And it's never good to be in the boardroom. So when you sort of stack the fact that, yes, I can't speak French into the equation, however, I did sell, it was kind of 50-50 in my mind where I'd end up. But yeah, I guess he was right to fire me.
What was going through your head on that first day in Paris when you were kind of following Melody around? You couldn't speak the language. You must have been thinking, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think I sat there with a coffee, just looking at a map of Paris for a few hours whilst Melody was speaking French on the phone. I wasn't really doing a great deal, if I'm going to be honest. So perhaps, yeah, that maybe puts the final nail in the coffin as to why I should have been fired.
You did some nice drawings, though.
I did some incredible drawings, yeah, and that's something that I thought could have perhaps ended up in the Champs-Élysées or wherever. Where is it in Paris that they all do this? Yeah, the Louvre or whatever. Yeah, anyway, I did some good drawings, yeah.
Were you overawed a bit by Melody?
Well, I think she was speaking French and making the appointments throughout the whole day, and it's something I just couldn't even compete with. So I don't know if it was a case of awe or just the fact that I hadn't done any oral French. So, yeah, I think she was very, very impressive.
She seemed to have it completely in her mind that she didn't want that booster seat, though. She was determined that she was going to find some market research that said the booster seat was bad.
You're right. I mean, we were just being passed the message over the phone, and we're sort of like, well, here we have either a small boutique teapot, bone china, the French love that, or a rucksack that's also a seat that people have a prerequisite in their car as a law in France. They have to already have the seat in there. So we thought, well, why would anyone buy the same thing twice? So I'd say the market research was perhaps a bit skewed, especially it taking place in a metro underground tube station.
Yeah, it didn't seem the best place to do it.
No.
What was Tom like as a project manager?
He didn't really come across as project manager at all in Paris, mainly because I wasn't working with him. I was with Melody the whole time. We met him in the hotel room at the night time to look at the teapot, but that was kind of his involvement when it came down to being project manager. Had he had a bit more about him and maybe taken his nous and thought that this rucksack was going to be the winning formula, he could have easily, as project manager, said, put his foot down and said, this is what we're going with, this is what's going to win us the task. And he didn't do that.
Going back to the beauty treatments task, where did that thing with the little finger come from?
It was really, I'd seen some Greek waiter do it once. You know, when you're just walking past a restaurant and you really don't want to go in, but somehow you sat down there and you're like, well, how did that happen? And then you trace your steps back, and actually it's because he's grabbed you, sat you down, put a drink in your hand. And it just works for some reason. It's like no one really expects to just be touched. A stranger doesn't really expect to be grabbed and hauled in. And it's phenomenal how well it works. 9 out of 10 people would buy off me after I did that. So it's certainly something I'll look for maybe doing in the future with a different business.
Have you ever done it before or since?
Well, I've never done it before. But a lot of people are coming up to me and are now doing it since, sort of, yes.
So you have it done to you
Yeah, I'm
now.
having it done to me, and it's hard to say no, it really is.
Who's going to win this show?
My money's on Jim. I really think he's got what it takes to win the show. He commits all his efforts and puts us all into the tasks. He's not afraid to sort of speak up. I mean, a bit like Melody, perhaps. But yeah, I'm going to put my money on Jim.
And if you were Lord Sugar, who would you fire next?
I'm not Lord Sugar, so I couldn't say.
Oh, come on.
Well, okay, there's how many people are left? Six, seven, is it? Yeah, I think there's seven people left. So, okay, they're clearly not all going to win it. I'm going to say probably Natasha will go next, or Zoe.
Okay. Would you do it all again?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Once in a lifetime experience, and it's the sort of thing that, thousands and thousands of people applied to get to and to get on and didn't quite make it. So, yeah, it was a hell of an experience. Loved it.
Good. Great speaking to you. Merci.
Bon.